Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to the Soul Sisters Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Today is the 28th of June, and we have a very special guest here today with us, genetic and molecular biologist and astrologer François Arbouz, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. But François is originally born in France, so that will be interesting to talk about astrology and how it can affect us. And ask François about astrology or talk with anyone of me, Anne Anulas or Sue Schumacher, or get a mini reading live on air. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece, and we have a really nice June day here, late June. It's not so hot as it usually is, so it's very nice. It's a bit windy today. On our shows, we discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, other healing modalities, and many different psychic topics. You can talk with us about our topic today, or if you have any other question or get a mini reading live on air, you can call in to us at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so you will be placed in queue. Otherwise, we will not see that you want to speak with us. So that's very important. And you can listen live and text chat with us all in one place. It's very handy. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live. You can ask any question, chat with the other guests that are online, or send us a request for a mini reading, even on the live chat. So it's psychictalk.net/live, or call in now and get your spot early.
Hello.
Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you? Are you there, Sue?
We I seem am.
To have
I'm here.
A slide.
No, I'm here.
Okay. You're there. Nice. So how are you today?
Sorry about that. I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
The weather's pretty warm.
And
here,
yes, we have a great show today. Okay. We have a great show today with a special guest, which is François Arbouz. He's an astrologer, among with many other things. He's well educated. So, Sue, before we move on with our special guest, I know you wanted to cap a bit what we did last week on our show.
Yeah, just to...
Sue?
Yeah, I'm here. Anne?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulties today. Things seem a little off.
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe the lines are not so good. Anyway, we continue.
Yeah, they may not be. Yeah, let me just kind of catch the audience up on our show last week, which was absolutely fascinating. We had open lines last week, and great, great call. Ann and I absolutely love open lines, and keep an eye for the future, everyone, because we'll probably do that again. I think probably the third of every month is going to be open lines for us. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, you can go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters, and there you can find last week's episode or all our past episodes. We also speak about the Akashic Records and soul realignment, which is the premise of this show. So you can look for that the first week of every month. And if you haven't called in yet, you can call in at 714-816-4628. And international callers, please press 1-714-816-4628. So, Anne, what do you say we kick off the show today with our special guest, Francois?
Absolutely. We kick off it. Hi, Francois. How are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, I got a little pain in my throat, but we'll try to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, sorry about that.
I hope you...
An allergy. Yeah.
So, Francois, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Yes, well... I'm a 60 plus plus. I'm 63 years old.
A young man.
young man, as you said. Previously, I lived in Paris. I was born there, raised, and went to university. I got an education there in the field of natural sciences. And then I moved in Stockholm during the late 70s, you know. I went on with a new education. I don't know why, because I was attracted more by psychology. So I went into that field, if you want. And at the same time, I was very much into Carl Gustav Jung's psychology, depth psychology. After some interesting experiences, discovering the I Ching, you know, it was a book of changes. Somebody was a Jungian, gave me the demonstration, and I was really completely battered. You know? I couldn't believe it, because it was an answer, an immediate answer to my problem in due space, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And after, I decided to investigate, I mean, the Jungian psychology, and I found it was just, thought out. It was just great. It was exactly matching my needs of spiritual and metaphysical understanding of my existence.
Yeah.
And I have all the teachers, of course, you know. I'm very interested in the Christian mystics and mysticism and things like that, you know, Buddhism.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because there are many ways that lead us up to the spiritual path. And I think there are as many ways as we are people, actually. So it's fascinating.
Yes, yeah, sure. You put it very well, no?
You are very well educated as well. Do you want to share a bit with us about that?
About
genetics and
bias. Yeah, are you interested in that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can say a few words about that. No, well, molecular biology or genetics, it's a very interesting field because, I discovered, I mean, the depth of our biological, clothes, you know. Or our body, you know. The deeper you go into it, and you see that is quite unbelievable that the language of I can use the term the language of God is imprinted in our cells, in our genes, you know. That was a slow recognition, if you want, you know. I like very much the field, but I'm not too much involved with it now as I was before, you know. But he gave me, you know, a perspective, you know, about possibility to discuss these matters with the scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very, very interesting. Yeah. And,
Francois, this is Sue. I find that very fascinating, too, that you're bringing in the sciences with what we technically call mysticism. I love the idea of pairing both of them. My question would be, when did you actually start with astrology?
Okay, I think it was after that experience with the I Ching, you know? And that was in Paris with I met a Jungian analyst. Remember her name? Her name was Yvonne Schleifer. She was working as a Jungian analyst. She was a very, very, very interesting person, and she gave me some tools. About how to deal with my my subconscious, you know, through the I Ching, and she told me about if I was interested in astrology. In those days, I found that really silly a question, you know, because I was trained in science, and I couldn't believe that somebody, you know, well, an analyst could ask me such a question, you know. So that was a little bit shocking, if you want. And then we spoke very much about the concept of synchronicity, you know, about meaningful coincidences. And the experience with I Ching worked so well, and she told me that Jung was using the tarot cards and astrology, you know, in his analytic psychology. So I said, well, I'm going to test it. Then I was looking for books, good books, I mean, kind of serious working on that, and I found that, well, it was a field that, a very amazing field I couldn't have imagined, very prominent researchers and theoreticians, you know.
I agree.
So I try.
I was going to say, I always felt that it was a legitimate aspect of the arts because of the math that's used for longitude and latitude and all the planets. It just always felt very legitimate to me. I don't know.
I think
you take it probably the same way since you're an astrologist. Have you used this for yourself in your own life? And do you find that there are things that are fixed or that maybe you can alter in your own life?
When you have a chart in front of you, you know, when you are quite acquainted, you know, after a while, you know, the language of astrology, because it's a language like English, if you want, you know, or French or whatever it is, you know, but it's a language about your existence and your cosmic connection, I would say. So
right.
When you know that when you have learned the tools to understand how to interpret it, to interpret a chart, you know, then you discover that the content of that chart is exactly a mirror-like picture of yourself, you know, and you can see how. Your subconscious is working. Because Basically, we are not very much, aware about ourselves. You know that. You know, otherwise, we wouldn't be speaking here, you know, because we have we're not aware about deeper dimensions of the spiritual cosmos. You know.
Yes.
And then you get in touch with that, and then you see realms that you couldn't imagine there were, because when you go into the church. For example, you get a kind of teaching by participation, if you want, you know. But what I've always felt myself, I didn't have that deep connection. The act of faith is not easy, you know, in our days.
No, it's not what I mean.
So I had to add another dimension to that, you know, in order to strengthen my faith, you know. And today I'm feeling very, I'm feeling more comfortable with that. The term maybe is not adequate, you know. But I feel more at peace, you know, in myself. I'm strongly believing that there is a spiritual cosmos supporting us, you know. I don't have any
questions whatsoever, right?
Yeah, I don't have any doubt about that now today.
Okay.
And once upon a time, I had it. You know?
Yeah, but I think that's common too. I think we ask you one more question, and then we take a call in between, and then we can continue the discussion. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Do you have any specific psychic gifts that are strong in you, except for being an astrologer and knowing how to do charts and things? And are you using them? How are you using them?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think it is maybe through a bloodline, because my mother is a psychic person, you know, very, very sensitive. And my grandmother, from my mother's side, you know, and my great-grandmother and so on, they were channelers, you know.
Oh, interesting.
My grandmother was a trance channeler. My mother's told me a lot of very amazing, you know, stories about that, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. But it's usually inherited, you know. You usually inherited some gifts in your family, but it's not. It's a choice from us, I think. That's my viewpoint. So sometimes people choose not to continue, and other people are like you. You just felt this urge, didn't you? You had to discover and develop, right? Mm-hmm.
You're right, absolutely. Yeah. And that makes, there is another dimension very interesting in that. I'm very connected to the feminine part of myself through, my mother's line, if you want, you know, women in general, you know. That's very interesting, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. So you kind of changed the line of women.
I'm feeling very comfortable with women. And, you know, I don't have any problem getting relating to them. You know, I know very much their world, if you want. You know?
Yeah,
and that's very interesting. You know, because my daughters are I have a very great relationship with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. That's interesting. So what do you say, Francois and Sue? Are we going to take a call here?
Okay.
So
let's see who have been waiting here the longest. Who have been waiting the longest? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Wow. So we are international today. Arizona, New York, Stockholm, and Greece. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's great.
So what can we do for you? Do you have a question for Francois, maybe? Astrology or anything else?
I guess astrology, I guess. Maybe just a general, you know, what he sees, or a general reading, or does it have to be a question in particular?
We asked Francois, what do you say, Francois? Do you want a specific question?
Well, if she wants it, it's fine for me, you know, original outlook. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. So just ask Rose what you need from her, and she can, if you want to pull a card, say something astrology or channel, what do you want to do?
You could do, I don't know if you want to do career for me. Is that easier to do? Like
career? Yeah?
Yeah.
It seems that you're in conflict with your present job at the moment, or do you?
Yeah, you could say that. Yes.
Yeah. And well, he's gonna work very well for you. Now I see that. You actually, in the moment we have. Well, what is your? Do you have any idea about your rising sign? Did you do any kind of?
Horoscope? Well, I'm a Gemini, but I think my rising sign is, trying to think what it was. I did have a chart done not that long ago. Oh, God, I forgot the name. Well, I don't know what my rising sign is. I'm Gemini.
At what time were you born during the day, during the morning?
I was born in the evening, about 10:40 p.m. I'm born June 6, 1963. I know it was a full moon, pretty intense, I'm
okay.
sure.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, but then you were born at 20, you said 20?
I was born at 10:40 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10:40.
In the evening. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in that case, your ascendant probably could be an Aquarian blended with a Capricorn. You know, do you remember that?
Yeah, I should have had it written down. I'm not sure why I don't, but I should remember that. But I didn't remember what my rising sign was.
Yeah, sure. The fact is, if we assume that it is that way, you know, within certain, with a certain confidence, you know, right? You, at the moment, it is a period of where Saturn is transiting Capricorn. It means for you a time of realigning yourself, you know. You need to look into your previous structures of relating and your wishes, and so in that sense, it is there is a timing, if you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you have the beneficent planet Jupiter transiting Scorpio, and for you, it could be a good time for reading, you know, and meditating and things like that. You know, you understand what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Right. Yeah,
to investigate your depths. You know, that is mm-hmm. exactly the language of the time now,
mm-hmm.
and through that you can solve the conflict, the inner conflict you have at the moment.
Right.
Is that making any sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Really? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
Right.
I'm just going to ask Sue, do you have anything you want to add, Sue?
No, I think Francois was correct, actually.
That was spot on.
Rose,
that was fantastic.
Transition. Thank you, Rose.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye, Rose.
Okay.
You.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Sissy, would you like to take another call? Francois, would you like to take another call?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm ready, you know.
Okay. All right, so we'll see who's next.
Sorry for that.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Barbara. Excited to have you on.
Hi.
I'm excited
Welcome.
To be here. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I would like to know about a spiritually based career.
Spiritually based career.
Going forward. And my birthday is February 20th, 1956. I can give you the time, too, if you want it.
Okay. Yeah, he'll need time.
Okay,
yes.
12:18 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, which day you said in 66? The day and the month. Hello?
The February 20th, 20.
Yeah. Okay. So you are an Aquarian, in the sun sign. And, well, I mean, Aquarian sun means that you are, naturally disposed to towards a more universal concern, isn't it? Hello?
I'm having a harder time hearing you. Go ahead. No, I'm usually a Pisces.
Okay, you're born in the Pisces now, 20s, just at the edge, you know, right?
Right.
And that means that you're spiritually, you have that predisposition if you're a Pisces, you know? You understand me? Yeah.
I do.
And, okay, fine. And probably your rising sign, at the time you were born at night, you know, is probably also a Sagittarian rising sign. So both the
rising sign is a Gemini.
Your rising sign is the sign is a Gemini?
I think so, yeah.
That's amazing because, it looks like the houses are very, very... You were born in Chicago?
I don't believe what?
Were you born in Chicago?
Yes.
And you're telling me that your rising sign is Gemini.
That's what I've been told. You tell me. I don't know.
Well, it's not, it cannot be, you know, because if you are born at that time at 12 p.m., you know, at night, then your ascendant or rising sign must be backward toward Sagittarius or Scorpio, you know.
Yeah, it was at lunchtime.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we just I don't have your planets in front of me, you know, because that it takes time to compute it, you know.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do that?
Well, I just wanted to give you a general reading about the future spiritually based career.
Then I need to draw. I mean the chart, and that's.
May I interject a little bit, Francois?
Sure.
Yes.
Barbara, I actually pulled cards for you because I felt as though you are definitely spiritually connected, no doubt about it. And I got study. So if this is a direction you're wanting to go and you haven't gone in this direction, go for it. It comes up many different avenues, but definitely a healer. Healer comes up, and then huge meditation. Are you already meditating now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it came up for you. And Have you taken any courses yet in the spirituality realm?
Well, I do Reiki. And also,
okay.
Now I'm embarking on animal communication.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, that
That's
is
interesting.
A fascinating
yeah.
aspect to go. Are you enjoying the, are you taking any courses with the animal communication?
I have taken a course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
you,
I do enjoy it.
You definitely show up as a healer, so proceed forward with this because I can see that, especially with animals, you're correct. Are you hearing them?
I wish I could. God, I so
okay.
wish I could. I know they can understand me, and intuitively, I know what's wrong with them.
Right.
Almost like a medical intuition.
Right.
With them.
Yeah.
I can feel, but I wish I could hear them.
I think you are just in a different way. So actually when you go over the body of an animal, you're kind of hearing where you should go and what's wrong or what if they're having issues with an organ or if there's a cancer, I would, my suggestion would be, quite honestly, here's a way to test this, would be create a physical chart for, let's say, dogs and cats. And you can easily Google body, you know, of an animal. And then list what the organs are. And, of course, you probably know internally when you put your hands on. And try writing this out when you're working with an animal. And when I suggest that, just suggesting is you're honing in your skill set. So the more you have the body and the organs and the location and what's wrong in those areas, the better you improve your listening skills. And things will open up for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. I'm not willing to try anything.
Yeah, and then the other quick thing I'd like to suggest is there are actually angels, specific angels that exist for animals that you could call in for assistance, call them in and ask them, if you don't hear verbally from an animal, ask your guides or angels or their guides and angels to assist you in verbal so you can hear. And that's another way of communicating with animals.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I never thought of that. Okay. Yeah.
May I intervene
Chris.
Now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I draw your chart now, and I see that actually you're rising. You know, I made a mistake because I wrote 12 p.m. as something like very early during the day. But it was the afternoon, yeah? Barbara?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, then you have Gemini rising. And I see that the major concern for you is also your relationship, no? Don't you?
Relationship to what?
Yeah. I mean, in general, to the world. Do you have a personal relationship?
No, right now. No, I'm not married or anything, no.
But did you have? I mean, in general, it seems that you are maybe probably have some problems in that field. Do you have it, no, or not?
Sometimes I think I could, sure.
Yeah, okay. And that is a time, maybe a time of healing for you to heal your relationship to, your relatives, to the world in general, because the timing of Saturn of the seventh house, which means the house of relationship, means that you need to do some work to open yourself, you know, to to trust yourself and to trust your loving, you know, being toward others. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes. And at the same time, you have a great opportunity to do that, as you ask. And Sue gave you some, you know, tools and to work with, because it's a very, very good, it's a good time for you to go into meditation and to discover your psychic side, you know?
Yeah, I have to spend more time. I know that I'm very intuitive. I don't know about psychic, but I know I'm very intuitive.
Yeah? Well, if you equate psychic sensitivity with intuition, you know? And at the same time, you have a transiting Neptune over the 10th house, and the 10th house on the chart means social achievement. So I understand why you are so really into, I mean, your career, you know, because it's exactly a timing, you know. And you need, in that case, to make up your mind to work a kind of, to try to make a synthesis with a conventional way of working and what you want to do now. Do you understand?
I do.
Good. Because it is exactly your Neptune transiting Saturn, your natal Saturn. Saturn in the 10th house means some kind of... have you been working in a kind of social offices or something like that in your life? Hello?
Social what?
In hospitals.
I have not worked in hospital. I was going, but I want to go there to work in a hospital to support my spiritually based career.
That's good. That's very good. Is what I told you. Working still so-called conventionally mainstream, and you know, strengthening your abilities, your intuition, and your loving side, you know, that to help patients, you know.
Yeah.
As a healer, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very good moment for you to do that, you know. The conditions are very required to start with that, you know. And to open yourself to what others, because there is a kind of, I'm sorry, I will use some kind of contraction in your loving chakra, you know? You understand what I mean?
I wonder why.
Huh. What did you say?
I said, I wonder why, because I'm a very open and giving person.
Very much with your childhood. I see that in the fourth house in your childhood. There is an opposition between, you know, on the mother's side and your dad, you know, some conflict from early life and things like that. And you have some very aspect, you know, suggesting that, you know. Do you remember, you understand what I said?
That was true between my mother and father when I was younger. That is spot on.
Yeah, and what is very important in that case, if you want to awaken, I mean, your sensitivity, your intuitive sensitivity, it's very important to do some work, some psychotherapeutic work with your emotional being, you know, the emotional side. There is still, you know, some pain, you know, some kind of primal pain inside you. I mean, the child within you, you know. Still wondering about why you've been, well, neglected and things like that. You understand what I mean?
I get it.
And that will be very, very good for you if you open your heart chakra through a kind of therapy by talking. I don't know, you probably know somebody, a good friend, or the therapist who helps you to open that. That channel to back to your inner child, And that would be a very great way to healing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt you a little bit. Can we just, we have some announcements that we need to make, and I'm so happy that you called in, Barbara. We're so happy to have you on, and thank you, Francois. Anything you want to mention as the last things before we make the announcements? Francois?
Yes.
Yes. Is there anything you want to say to Barbara?
Well, I wish her good luck, because I think it's very important, you know, to create some kind of to have a clear consciousness and to see a clear way. I think she needs to heal her inner child. That was my message to her. And I give her so much support and love.
Yes.
And thank you.
If Barbara would like to connect with Francois, we have put up his contact info on the psychictalk.net/live page, if you wanted to see. I don't know. You might feel for contacting him in any way. So thank you so much for calling, Barbara. I hope we could help you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Call back
thank
again.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. So I'm going to make a few announcements, and then we might have a question or two for you, Francois, and then we can continue. So we want to speak about how you can find us. You can find out all about the amazing episodes of the shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. The next episode with the Soul Sisters show with us, hosts Sue and Anne, is next Thursday, July 5th, and we will talk about soul realignment. And the topic of soul realignment will be soul groups of origination and personality traits. How does it affect you? Plus, we take your calls for questions and mini readings. We'll be on at the same time as always, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. That will be 6 p.m. in Sweden, if anyone from Sweden is listening. And the next upcoming show here on the Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow, Friday, June 29th. It's the Goddess Guidance Show with Shakti and Naki, and they will discuss divination. They will be on 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London time. That will be 8 in Sweden. So we always include Sweden as well, don't we? On Saturday, June the 30th, is a Psychic Saturday with hosts Dax Carlisle and Mary Brown. They will discuss psychic protection and creating sacred space around you. Specifically, if you are working with readings and helping people, that's a very, very important topic. So they will be on this Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. London time, UK. On Sunday, July 1st, Happy New Month. We will have Psychic Sunday open lines and readings, and its hosts Dax Carlisle and Sue Schumacher, Sue, who is on here today on Soul Sisters, and they will hold open lines. So call in with whatever is on your mind and ask any question whatsoever. So they'll be on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London time. And I just want to very short mention that this past Monday, Psychic Talk Radio Network celebrated 100 episodes since the start in April of this year. And this is absolutely fantastic.
I thought you would like to advise.
Yes, I did. And all of you who are listening, if you didn't have the chance to listen live, you can visit psychictalk.net/100episodes in one word. So psychictalk.net/100episodes with 100 episodes. And find out all about our upcoming shows on psychictalk.net/upcoming. So we have shows here 7 days a week, and you can actually listen to whatever topic you're interested in. We have a very broad perspective of topics. If you haven't called in yet, call in now, and call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so you can be placed in queue and you can speak with us here live on air, and most likely with Francois. That will be fantastic. He's really great. Thank you, Francois, for being with us today. You can also find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And we have you thought about hosting your own radio show or podcast? And I know that many people think, like Sue and I actually used to think, oh, can we really do this? But if you have any kind of life experience, you're into the spiritual path, you always have something to share. And right now, we have a nice offer with a beginner's pack to help you get started and get your feet wet. You can read more at psychictalk.net/beginner. And the price is only $27 for a month right now. So go to psychictalk.net/beginner and find out more about how you can join as a host, co-host in the beginning. If you'd like to contact Sue or myself or book a private reading, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And I would like to promote a bit from Francois. How can anyone connect with you? What is your email?
My email is Francois, we'll spell it FRANCOIS.arbouz, and Zitano, at gmail.com.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I also put up all that info in our live chat room, so you can find it there. And if you listen to the show afterwards, it is posted below the listen to the show and any information about the show. So I also want to just hint to you again, if you haven't called in yet, call in now at 714-816-4628, because we are speaking astrology here. We have a great astrologer with us. And I think... So we're going back to callers. What do you say, Sue and Francois?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Oh, thank you.
What's your name
Hi.
And where are you calling from? Hi.
Donna. Hi. I'm calling from
Santa Barbara,
California. Hi.
Nice. So what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better. How does it look astrologically for me? My birthday is April 22nd, 1954, and I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Flushing, Long Island.
Long Island is in New York, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you repeat the datum?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, Francois. It's April 22nd, 1954.
Yes, thank you. At 2:50 p.m., you know.
Yes.
Yes, I can just try to do the chart now. Maybe you can speak to Sue a while. I don't know. Before I'm ready with that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, love. How are you? I think we spoke the other day.
We did,
Monday,
possibly.
Yeah. I'm good. I think we had a really good show that day. In fact,
yes.
I'm glad you called because I wanted to know if you're interested, please try to get a hold of Anne or myself after the show at psychictalk.net/Anne or Sue. I felt very strongly that I could probably do a soul realignment for you.
Oh.
If you're interested. I felt something you had called and asked about your son, correct?
No. Maybe my nephew that passed.
Okay. I know there was something. Something I felt strongly about, that's for sure. But by all means, you know, you're welcome to get a hold of us.
So that psychic, say it again, psychic.
psychictalk.net/Sue/Ann.
Okay. Got it.
Francois, are you ready?
Thank you.
Did she say April? The month.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm ready. Just a few arrangements here, and I'm ready very soon.
Yeah. Okay.
So I enjoy your show. You always have great guests on.
Thank you,
Bob.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And today we really have. This is fascinating because Francois is really, really good. Really good. Really. It's an honor.
Oh, very nice.
Madame or mademoiselle? No, you're mademoiselle or madame, you know?
Mademoiselle.
Yeah, okay, fine. You were asking about your finances, your economy, you know? Did you?
Yes.
Your transit, you know what it is, a transit in astrology? Is when you are born, it is like when you draw a shot, then you are just a fixed picture of the moving planets, you know, and that is your cosmic signature, if you will. But these planets are still, you know, moving, and we can look at them now where they are, you know, 63 years or 64 years after, you know. And at the present moment, I see that you have a transiting Neptune over your seventh house, which means that you went through a period of trouble if you were involved in a relationship with some, you know, unrealistic goals. Did you?
But I didn't understand that too much. That I had realistic goals?
Unrealistic goals.
And reality goals? Yes.
Unrealistic goals. How to manage the household and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it is, was a, you know, yeah, this is exactly what is the central a theme, you know, on your horoscope at the moment, you know. And at the same time, it looks like you spend a lot of money, you know, in the last 6 months.
Right.
You did, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the problem, how to, you have to work with your money consciousness, you know, how to manage your money. You still have some kind of teenaging within you, still not aware about how to do that. I'm sorry,
right.
I have to speak it, you know, to speak
okay.
Kind of honestly. You know? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And the roots are coming from, did you travel a lot when you were younger?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of different countries.
So
you were not
rooted in life in the sense that you don't know very much how to to plan. I mean, to do some kind of planification of your economy in that sense. You understand what I mean? Never learn enough, you know. Or did you?
No, I didn't really plan for my life. I never married, didn't have kids. Worked, and then I'd travel. I'd travel.
And now you have a recognition of that it is like a shock in yourself. That's very good that's allowed you to wake, you know, that your past life, you know, in this life, I'm not speaking about your previous existence, but now, because there are always some karmics up. But you know, it is like you're waking up and you are considering what you've been doing, you know, and that's very good for you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's good because I'm, hoping to make changes. I'd like to get married. I'd like to move. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'd like to happen.
Yes. And did you recently meet somebody, person, you know, in your life?
Well, there's four guys.
A kind of romance.
I'm talking to four different men on the internet on a dating site.
Yes, but do you have any special connection with one of them?
There
is some aspect, suggesting that, you know, about your feelings. I'm speaking about your feelings. And that person has a kind of...
Yes.
Yeah, that person has a kind of a dreamlike nature.
Good.
Which is attracting you, you know, because you have some kind of... a problem escapism in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Not
you're avoiding,
too much.
You're avoiding, I mean, to take care about, to build a solid structure of living in yourself. And you have that tendency toward escapism, you know. When it starts to be tough, you're avoiding it, but that's... As the roots are the relationship to your dad, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because on your chart we see an opposition between your son and Satan. Your father must have been really, you know, trying to direct your life too much, you know. So there is a sort of rebellious reaction here. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, thank you for calling.
This is very important. Yeah.
Okay. What, Francois?
I say that on the other hand, you have a very great potential to doing well, you know, because you're a very creative being, you know. I see that, you know, the horoscope.
Yes, I'm quick and I'm creative. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, then you have to do some kind of therapy with your... working with the problem of rebellion and try to transform that rebellion into a revolution, a deeper revolution of being, you know, spiritual development.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for understanding too. You know?
Okay, Francois.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Great call. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you, Francois. So, we're going to the next caller. I'm sorry, I lost my voice here. So, we're going to the next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona, and my name's Christina.
Oh, nice. Christina, nice.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling us. So what can we help you with?
I was wondering, I'm a Taurus and my husband's a Scorpio, and we'll be married 32 years this year. And I was just wondering what you see upcoming for us.
Okay. Do you want to take that, Francois?
I can look very quickly with a tarot laying now, and then you can perhaps speak with her, and she can give me her birthday data, so I could draw a shot.
Okay.
Okay,
Christina.
My birthday is, it's funny because I have the same birthday as the other caller, 4/22/66, and my husband's 10/31/66.
Your husband is?
It's 10/31/66.
10/31/66, same year. And what time were you born?
I was born at 2:36 a.m.
And your husband?
He was born at 5:32 a.m.
Well, I have to draw a synatric. We take some time, you know. What I can say very quickly, there are some emotional problems in your relationship now, you know. That is the major issue. There is somebody who is there is avoidance, you know, and from one of the people involved, maybe you and or him, you're avoiding him, and he's reacting very strongly about that. What do you think?
Avoiding.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Yes, no, avoiding relationship.
Well, we have one of our children we're having problems with, but not with each other.
And a way to heal that is there are some issues that you didn't work out together with him, you know.
Okay.
So you need some kind of dialogue, you know, deeper dialogue to show, your inner vulnerability, you know, and him too, you know. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Very much at that level. You know? Well, I will draw. Sue, can you help me? I need to draw her chart now. Is that fine?
Absolutely. Okay. Hi, I'm Anne. I think I can help you.
Okay.
Hi. So you just wanted, I'm going to do intuitively and with cards. So I'm just going to see what I can get while Francois is looking at your charts. And I can see the lover's cards for you. So you have, it's a long and steady relationship. And sometimes it is like you have to do some compromises, actually. That's what I'm sensing, because you are a bit different. The Scorpio is a very sensitive sign and kind of, you know, a water sign. And the Taurus is an earth sign. So you're very grounded. And Scorpio can be kind of, I'm only speaking general right now, I'm not an astrologer. But they can be a bit sensitive sometimes. All of this depends, of course, on what you have. It's not only our sun sign, which we call Taurus or Scorpio. It's depending on many other things. But I can see you are placed in my reading here in the middle. So you have a steady, nice relationship. But I actually feel that there are some sensitivities in there that you absolutely can work on, and you need some patience, what I sense, both your husband and you. Sometimes too, it's like you go on a routine because you're so used to each other, but it would be nice to surprise each other and do something out of the ordinary, if that makes sense to you. And consider carefully before you actually, if you don't have the time to sit and speak heart to heart, what you say to each other. So sometimes I just feel this little bit of stinginess. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying when I say that. So that can be something that can affect a bit. So that's basically what I'm getting, and I'm just getting it intuitively and with the cards. So does it make sense to you?
Yes. Thank you.
It does. Thank you.
May I intervene, Christina? What is the place of birth? No, you didn't tell me.
What is the place
town
of what?
Of your birth in Arizona, but which town?
Oh, which town?
Were you born
Tucson.
In Arizona?
Yes, in
I'm
Tucson.
Sorry?
In Tucson.
Tucson.
Arizona Sunsite?
No, Tucson.
Ah, Tucson. All right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Thank you.
We got you a lot of calculating, Francois, didn't we?
Yes. Well, right. Sure. I'm almost ready, you know. And
okay.
Yeah, it's nice
here
and hot over here. Pardon me?
Is that difficult to do you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
I would agree,
Christina.
Well, it is hot here. François?
Yes?
Okay,
I was just agreeing. I just say... Does she hear me?
Go ahead,
Christina. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you have any physical pain recently? You know.
Yes, in my arm.
And what did the surgeon tell you, the doctor? Did you visit the doctor?
No. It just started to go away because I had some pain in my arm, like to lift it up. And it hurt for a while, and then it started going away, so I didn't go to the doctor.
You don't have any problem now, you know?
Very little.
Well, I just suggest that you anyhow could do a check, you know, to speak to a doctor about that. You know?
Okay.
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 Your question is about your relationships or what? Do you have another question?
No, I was just wondering what you saw coming up for us because you know, as we're getting older, we're just planning to travel, and I didn't know if we were thinking about moving, but I'm not sure. So I was just seeing if you saw any of that coming.
At that moment, there is a lot with travels to do, you know, on your chart, you know. And this is like, the energy it is about is on a lot of traveling, you know, or... Traveling is one way. The other way is to rise your consciousness. You can do a travel outside or a travel within, you know. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
In general, the travel within is more important at the present stage of life, you know, to discover who you are. Instead of just traveling around, you know. What do you think?
I think that's good. I think we have been learning about ourselves. You know, like you say, we have. And so I find that interesting.
Because now you the way I see it on your chart, you know, the indication, it is a period of entanglement together, you know. It's very narrow. You know, you need space in your relationship. You need to breathe. You understand what I said?
Yes.
And there is a pack of course, emotional trouble within, between, you know, in between. in himself and in yourself too, you know. And that, of course, as in general, that has to do with the roots are in childhood and in previous existence. In previous existence, there is already an association with your husband now. And you were, well, I mean, involving on a kind of business together, and you had some problems about the direction of the business, you know. This is one aspect. The other aspect, it is how you relate to men in general, you know, because you are basically a dominant person in relationships. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in that case, it's very important to learn to not lead too much sometimes, because you must learn to how to be led too, you know. And that will, because you're too much in control. You need to relax and to be more spontaneous.
I've been trying to do that.
Yeah, but you can do that with a more focused work, you know. You can do that. You can realize that, because that has very much to do, again, with your childhood. I say that, you know, the moving and parents were not very focused, you know. Were your parents a kind of artist?
No, my parents are very focused on the children. You know, they were, my mom and dad were foster parents, so that we always had kids in our home.
Yes, but what sort of occupation did they have?
Well, my mother was a foster parent. My mother was a foster parent, and my dad was a welder for the county.
Yeah, you can have a lot of kids at home. It doesn't mean that you're focused on children with their real needs. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you probably had to take the role of taking care of your siblings, you know.
Yeah, well, we had my mom had us like kind of like in the army, so we were, you know, we woke up, we did a routine every day, made our beds, and, you know, we had farm animals outside, so we had to go outside and feed them and clean.
So it was a too much control way of life. You need to leave it away now, because you need a new life. You need to be more spontaneous, you know. You're not taking care of your siblings any longer within you. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And your husband is not your brother either, you know. So your husband is your husband. He's a completely different being, you know. You don't need to take care of him, you know.
Okay.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I think I suggest that you...
Francois?
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut in a little bit because we're on a time constraint. Christina, thank you for calling. We absolutely appreciate it. And keep calling back
in,
okay?
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you, Christina. Bye. Thank you.
Goodbye, Christina. And good luck, you know.
Thank you.
Sissy, I think we have time for a couple more calls, if you're okay with that. Francois, are you okay with taking another phone call?
Absolutely. We have 15 minutes, so around 10 minutes, and then we have some minutes to just sign off and how people can connect with you and with us, and some small things to say. So, hi, do we have any caller online here? What's your name, caller, and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello. Hi. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Carolyn, and I'm calling from Missouri. And,
hi,
Carolyn. Hello. My birthday is April 18th, 1953. I was born in California. I was born in Corcoran, California. At around 5:30 in the evening.
What was the name of the town?
It's called Corcoran. C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N.
Okay. So do you have
and,
any...
Sorry, yes. the birth date I want more, you know. In April, 18?
Yes, 1953. I don't know the exact time. I think it was around 5:30 in the evening.
Yes, okay, I can do that. At the same time, I'd like some help from Sue or you, Al, you know.
Do you want to step in, Sue? Do you have anything to tell here psychically? Okay.
Sure. Caroline, pose that question again, honey. What's your question?
Well, you know, I was just kind of wanting a general reading, but I know I'm hoping for a relationship, and I tend to be judgmental in a relationship, and I want to try to let go of that, and I've tried several different things, but you know, I just, when the right man comes along, I want to be done with that.
You know,
I can.
Well, while you're speaking, I know you've heard this before, but I'm going to have to repeat it to you. Work on you. Have you heard that one before? And you keep hearing it, right?
Oh, that's what I've been working at. For a few years. And I don't know that I've been able to release it yet, and I'm wondering if I'm, you know, if there's another something that I'm missing.
Well, you know, I'm seeing visually.
Yeah.
Let me state this real quick, Sissy. So I like to do automatic writing sometimes, and what comes in is, I don't know if you live near a very woodsy area. But this is where I see you need to go into nature, and you need to ground. And this isn't, not so much water, but the woods for some reason. You need to ground yourself.
Okay.
And lake water for some reason. But you don't like to step into any dark water, do you? Water that you can't see your own feet. Yeah.
Right.
This is what I'm seeing. It's like if you get near a lake that has some dark water, you're like, no.
Well, I'm on my air mattress because I do go down to my brother's cabin and we do swim off the docks. But yeah, I immediately get on the air mattress and I'm not totally immersed.
it came in really strong for you. A lot of grounding work needs to be done because there's some energies in you that have to be settled, I guess, or settled into. And you haven't done that enough is what I'm hearing. I don't know, maybe it's a time constraint, but it will help you release. So, of course, open up the top chakra and ground. And so what you do is you create that rotation from top to bottom and bottom to top, and just
very
let things shelf. Start. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Do you have anything for Christina? For Caroline?
Or Caroline.
Caroline, okay, right. Well, I'm looking at your chart now, and I see some event, I mean, in your personal do you involve in a personal relationship like that, an intimate?
Right.
Yes,
I haven't met him yet.
No, right. But there is some kind of upheaval, and a very strong, stress on the relationship. You met somebody some years ago. Uranus was transiting your Venus, it was a very great moment in your life. And now there is something again, on your sun and the recognition about the meaning of a relationship. Is that true?
I'm not sure that I understood you. Maybe I was married. I've been divorced like 25 years.
Yes.
No, not 25 years. No, I've been divorced like 15 years or 14 years.
Yeah.
But
you met somebody,
sure.
A new person.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've had a couple of long time relationships,
yeah,
since then.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a relationship now.
No, yes, because there is a sense of separation on your chart now, and also there it has been really difficult with your previous relationship with your husband. You know, if you were married, no, you say that, no.
With my ex-husband, we actually did have a great relationship, best of friends, that kind of thing. But circumstances did cause us to divorce. Since then, I haven't had quite that connection with anyone that I did with my ex-husband, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see that on the chart. Therefore, I ask you because it has been some kind of turmoil in your personal, intimate life, you know, as a few, occasions, you know. And
yes.
On your
horoscope,
I see, and I see already an opposition with Neptune and Saturn from your Sun sign and Venus. It means that also the way you are engaging in emotionally in relationship, there is not a full, you have some problems to express yourself, you know?
Right.
Emotionally.
Some blocks, maybe some
blocks.
Yeah,
they're blocks. Yeah.
And
they are, can you tell me what happened when you were, 8 or 9 years old? Because it must have been a kind of really stressful situation in your life at those days.
Yes.
Yes.
There was something. It was more when I was about 14 and 15. I don't know that I really want to go into it. But, yes, you're right about that. So I need to look at that.
I'm not going into that, but it was already some kind of that has caused that emotional blockage in your being, you know, and that
okay.
could be very good to heal that, you know.
Okay.
Yes, that is a hindrance, you know, and that's
right,
not necessary
right.
to pay to go on with that to bear something that is already, you know, doesn't exist any longer, you know. But you still
have worked.
That.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've worked on forgiveness on that, but I obviously need to, you know, do that some more, and I understand that.
So some more, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So
great.
I think it could be a key. It could be a key for a real healing if you're doing that sort of job. But you need help. A therapist can help you to go through that and to help you to support. I mean the reaction because there is some pain there,
right?
Locked.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Carolyn. Thank you. Blessing.
Francois.
Yeah,
thank
blessing
you so
to
much.
You. Know.
Yes.
And good luck.
Blessing
good luck,
you
Carolyn.
Too.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have very little time left, but I'm just going to say to you, if you want to, we're going to take a last call. I'm just going to hint to you, if you want to reach out to Francois, you can go to a page called lottievaline.se. That's LOTTIEWAHLIN.SE, and you can search for the English part on the page, or you can email francois@francois.arbouz@gmail.com. And you can reach us at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And now we have 5 minutes left, so the show will cut off in 5 minutes. So we take the last caller. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here in our line. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey. Your name, please? I didn't catch your name.
Jack.
Okay. Hi, Jack. So what can we help you with?
I just want to see what you pick up for the summer months in terms of mending some family ties, family issues.
Okay. Are you interested in astrology? Do you want to give your info to Francois, or do you want to...
It's January 5th, 1965, but I don't have my date of birth, my time of birth.
Okay, you don't have your time, but you have your city. Where were you born? What city?
London, England.
London, England. Okay. Did you get that, Francois?
I got January 65, but not the day. No?
Okay, what day? 1st of January?
No, January 5th. The 5th of January.
Okay, 5.
Oh,
yes,
5.
Yeah.
Oh, 5.
Okay, thank you. So.
And no specific time adverse, no?
No.
And in London,
and
I'm actually
at the hospital now. My son is having a baby, hopefully today. And that's one of the main things I'm going to pay attention to for the time of birth.
Do you have any idea if it was during the daytime or at night, or something very gross?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I never knew how important it was.
No, it cannot be important, you know, if you're not involved with astrology. But it could be good for you to get to know it later on if you want, you know.
Yes. I want to get a rectification on my chart.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder, we have less than 3 minutes. And I think the show will cut off automatically. Are you ready, Francois?
Well, I would like you to help while it is that possible.
Absolutely. So you asked, Jack, about something, what's coming up for you
family.
This summer? Did I catch you right?
Yes, family ties. Like, do you see some family ties either repairing or going the way that it has been going? What do you see in regards to your family?
Yeah, I actually think that there are some important achievements coming in family-wise. So I can see that there's a lot of movement around you and your family. I sense that you have a big family. And to get yourself kind of sometimes to be seen, it's like everything is very loving and very good, but it's like you need some self-discipline and willpower. Say, hey, listen to me right now at this point.
First
I can see that you will have an... Yes.
And I just want to cut in quickly, Francois. Do you have something quickly? Because we're going to have to end here.
Yes. I drew, chart and anything is well for the moment. It's a very rich period for you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
it's a great time it's a great time for your relationship in life, you know. It's a period of expansion and creativity. You don't have to worry about that. So.
Okay.
Jackie, I'm going to ask you to call back in again when you know we have Brett Vaughn. We'll bring him on again.
Okay.
The show's going to end. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for calling into the show here at Psychic Talk Net. I'm Sue, and this is Anne.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Francois.
Thank you. That was great.
I think we're starting to... Thank you. Bye, everybody. We do this again.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye. Yes, we will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.